A man accused of fatally shooting a 19-year-old on a Louisiana college campus said he and the victim had been play fighting. Court records obtained by news outlets say 20-year-old Andrew Gant confessed to killing Jace Scott on Sunday at a business incubator at Southern University, New Orleans. Documents say Gant told police he and Scott had pointed guns at each other when Gant got scared and shot him. He's charged with negligent homicide and obstruction of justice. Witnesses told police the men had similar confrontations before, but all said they thought the shooting was accidental. Gant is a Delgado Community College student. A Southern University spokeswoman said the men weren't students there and added the incubator building is often rented out. More than 46,000 people lost their Medicaid coverage this month because they didn't respond to letters warning they didn't appear eligible for the government-financed insurance. The removals came as the state health department resumed a process that automatically kicks people off Medicaid if they don't respond to annual renewal information requests. Enrollees had until October 31st to maintain coverage if they could prove eligibility. The agency said in October that an estimated 82,000 letters would be sent to Medicaid patients, but the health department said 52,000 letters actually went out after duplicates were removed from the count. Department spokesman Robert Johansson says during the same four-month period in 2018, more than 71,000 people lost Medicaid coverage for not providing renewal information. The department exempted children from automatic removal this time. One of New Orleans' largest hotel groups has announced its purchase of a historic mansion in Mississippi City. The Natchez Democrat reports the Jay Collection said in a statement yesterday it had acquired the Natchez landmark mansion, Dunlith. The newspaper says United Mississippi Bank had owned Dunlith since it foreclosed on the property earlier this year when the former owner filed for bankruptcy. The dozen-room antebellum home was built in the mid-1800s and sits on about 40 acres of land. Jay Collection says it plans to reopen Dunlith as an inn, restaurant, and event venue following restoration efforts. A reopening date hasn't been set. The new owner said positions will open first to former employees. The Jay Collection represents 18 hotels in New Orleans and throughout southeast Louisiana. The regional OMV offices that opened Monday are in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Shreveport, Lake Charles, Alexandria, Monroe, Lafayette, and Thibodaux. State officials asked people to delay OMV visits unless they have time-sensitive business. Long lines were expected since motor vehicles' offices have been shuttered for a week. The ransomware attack damaged 10% of Louisiana's computer servers for state government, but officials say no data was lost and no ransom was paid. Governor John Bel Edwards issued an emergency declaration Friday to ensure that people and businesses don't face fines or penalties because of the cyber attack.